Our data were collected using a stratified random sampling design. Our data have already been imported into WESFAR, and we're ready to begin our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This opens up a dialog box in which we can select the data file for analysis, and we click on open. We're going to create a table. From this point, you have a selection of adding either a single or a multiple table set to your workbook. For our purposes, you may select either one. You will receive exactly the same information, the only difference being that the information will be arranged differently. I think that the information is easiest to understand by having a single table set, and so I will click on this button and make my selections. I'm going to click on ob level, which is my strata variable. I'm going to press the control key and click on births and click on the single arrow to move them into the selected box. I will click on add as new entry, and you can see that the table created will be ob level by births. This is the table that we need to see. For the analysis variables, I'm going to select births, move it into the selected box, and you can see that this variable has shown up under the analysis variables node in our tree. The computed statistics that we would like to see include only the mean. I click on computed statistics. I type in a name for this statistic. I'm just going to call it mean. I will click on the functions, and I will select the mean. I'm going to double click on the variable births, and then click on add as new entry. We can see that the mean of births has been added to our computed statistics, and now that we have made all of our selections, we're ready to run our workbook requests. We click on the green arrow at the top to do this, and then we click on requests and view output. We open up the nodes of the tree so that we can see the table that we requested. As you can see, this is a very long table. This obs level column here indicate the different strata. We had three strata, so these values range from 1 to 3. These are the various values of the variable birth. For the most part, we don't care what these estimates are because they're the estimate of whatever this observation ob level is and whatever this value of births is. What we're actually interested in are these marginal values here. This is the marginal value for the population total here at ob level 1. This estimate is 42 and corresponds to what we see in the book. Scrolling down further, we find the marginal level for strata 2. And this is the value that we see in the text, and we continue to scroll down. This is the marginal value for strata number 3, and we continue to scroll until we find the row that says marginal, marginal. This is the total for this population. So we estimate the population size to be approximately 158. So we scroll down further, we come to the rows that show us the sum of the variable birth. So for strata 1, we see that the sum of the births is 14,931. We scroll down further, we find the marginal value for strata 2, and scrolling down further, we find the marginal value for strata 3. This is 51,934.9767. Scrolling down even further, we find the marginal marginal row for births, and this gives us the total number of births in the population. We scroll down further and we find that the marginal mean for strata 1 is 355.5. This is the mean value of births for strata 1. Scrolling further, we find the mean value for strata 2 to be 1,183. We scroll down even further, we find the marginal value for strata 3 to be 3,055. Finally, at the bottom of the output, we find the marginal marginal mean. This is the grand mean, and it is 1,164.4493.